Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Whether people knowingly or inadvertently are taking an opioid, they are. We have a huge problem with pressed fentanyl here, to a point where we're seeing patients as young as 18 and sometimes even younger now with severe addictions.
Good Lord. This is Joey Kerman. He is the head of the CORE program in Escambia. In EMS, that's the CORE program is the one we use to help get drug addicts off of the drugs, right? By giving them Suboxone and putting them in a treatment program voluntarily, right? Okay. But this program has been incredibly effective, even in the, it's not even 6 months. I think it just started in January of this year. I might be off. It might be a year and a half, but I think it is just January of this year that this started.
So what the CORE program does, Governor DeSantis signed into law, and we were one of the initial counties, is to create a pathway for recovery. So what me and my team do is we identify these patients from the field, from the emergency rooms, and we help get them both medicated-assisted therapy, but more than that, connected to counseling, connected to all the other things that they're going to need in order to truly recover, because with an addict brain, most of the time, once they hit any resistance, that's it. They'll go back to what's easy.
Yeah, the sort of the full scope of care to understand what obstacles might exist. By the way, I did check. It was last year it went into place in January. So we've got about 16 or 17 months in so far. Helping them get free of all of the problems that they might have and that addict brain, you know, once there's any little bit of resistance, right? Because, you know, in the afternoon, the guy wants to get free, and by the evening, he isn't motivated anymore. Well, if you can catch him in that window, you can maybe save his life, right?
And so what we do is we kind of handhold them through the first 7 days. And what that has yielded for us is about an 85% success rate, which is well above the national average. So we've seen 110 total patients, 93 successful graduates. And that could only be done with the tenacity of the team, with the support from the county, with our community partners of Community Health Northwest Florida, as well as with Lakeview Center.
So that's 93 lives that are no longer at risk. That's, you know, the price to the community of each one of those people is, I forget what Travis Tompkins, the emergency manager in Escambia, said. I forget if he said $40,000 or $80,000 a year, but it was a really high number, okay? So you're talking about, you know, millions of dollars that we're saving by doing this, right? And in addition to just treating people and helping them, right?
It has been a tremendous initiative, and to see how far we have come, we actually are one of the top programs in the state per DCF, to the point where I'll be addressing them on Friday. So it's an exciting time for us, for what we're doing, and it's important that other people know what we're doing.
And as Travis Tompkins mentioned, you know, he's worked in homeless issues for a long time, and there are challenges in just the logistics of getting them the help they need when they need it and when they're willing to take it.
I've worked in homeless ministry here in Escambia County for years, and the most frustrating thing was to see folks come to me and say, I want to get clean, I want to do something, but I want to stop doing this, and it's usually on a Sunday, and so there really wasn't anybody open for me to even a direction that I could point them in, and so they may have wanted to get clean at noon that day, but then they didn't get help within a short period of time, and they started using again that very night, and then they're just back. It's just a terrible, terrible cycle.
You know, a brief interruption in the cycle is not enough to get you off the cycle entirely. So when are they actually providing the service primarily? Again, back to Joey Kerman.
Now we're running between 7 and 10 p.m. That's the, you know, we looked at the heat map for Escambia County, the overdoses and strangely enough, happen between those hours. It's not the witching hours like we once thought. Usually it's actually, ironically, at 5 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Yeah, so 7 to 10 p.m. is when they find their best use, their best effectiveness.
So whenever they start the process, I mean, the nurses are every single day without miss until they get into the community health program or to Lakeview. They're out there administering Suboxone, and it's that clarity, that moment of clarity sticks around.
And that's the idea, is get them a long enough window where they're clear and can make a decision that they get away from it and realize, oh my God, this is life again, right? There's a really poignant story I'll tell you in just a second that Joey Kerman related. We'll get back to that in a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are going northbound on Avalon Boulevard and trying to get on to I-10, there is a vehicle crash with a roadblock on Avalon Boulevard, State Road, and State Road 8 in Milton. So expect some delays through there. Another vehicle crash on North Davis Highway at the intersection with East Olive Road. That road is clear, but you can expect to see some delays as first responders kind of move the vehicle off the scene. Traveling southbound on Scenic Highway, you can expect to see some delays right at the intersection with Olive Road, backing up for about a half a mile or so. So if you're coming in from Pace or Milton and you are taking Scenic Highway, expect some delays through there. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to the meeting was for hurricane season preparedness, but it's really emergency preparedness. We like to get together the media folks, PNJ, Channel 3, us, you know, Cat Country News Radio. We go to both counties, the EOCs, and talk to the emergency managers, the director of public safety. And, one of the things that had come up was, in addition to hurricane preparedness, you know, they wanted to talk to us about this CORE program, which we've been reporting on, you know, even since before it was put into place. I always thought it was a great program. I was really excited to see this, that EMS would, you know, take people who are going into overdose, or they've already given the overdose, you know, Naloxone, is that the one? I forget some of the names. I apologize. Where you give them the shot and they resuscitate. Sometimes you have to give them two or three shots to resuscitate. But then you resuscitate them and then you take them to the hospital. And on the way, you're like, hey, would you like to get clean? And if they say no, well, nothing you can do. But if they say yes, you get them into this program, the CORE program, and you can get them on the Suboxone, which makes it so that they don't want the drug, they don't experience the drug benefits, and you can genuinely change their lives. But it's not just about the medicine. Back to Joey Kerman.
So the team, what they're doing is they're going out, and on top of, we're not just dosing them with medication, we're actually doing social determinants of need. So do you have food insecurity? Do you need to get benefits? We work with the team over at Community Health, their social workers as well. That way they can start hitting the ground running. It's so we can start strategizing before the patient hits the door, because we want to make the recovery process as smooth as possible. It's hard enough to say, hey, I want help, right? So, but now that they're taking that step and we're guiding them to the finish line, we're getting them the services that they need, the primary care services they have never had.
Again, identifying all the obstacles, all the challenges, all the triggers, or the difficulties that would keep people from crawling out of that pit of addiction. And, because as you said, it's pretty significant that anybody would even raise their hand and say, help me, you know, while they're drowning, you know. And so we want to help them get as much as they can, partially because for their benefit, of course, partially because it's expensive to have drug addicts in our community, whether you're talking about the EMS transports or the medical attention or the law enforcement costs or anything else, that just, it's expensive. And let's solve this problem. Let's, even if it's for one, it's for one, you know, even if it's for 10, and in this case, we got over 90 so far.
Getting them reconnected with their families. We had one gentleman who had no relationship with his family. They just bought him a car. He starts nursing school. I mean, that's spectacular. He went from being homeless and an escort to the other end of the spectrum. And that's a credit to the team, to the tenacity, to the care and compassion that we show every single patient. We're going to meet you wherever you are. If you're in the woods, we're going to the woods. That's fine. We're going to be there for you, and we're going to help you all along the way.
And I asked him. I asked him after. I said, you said he was an escort. He's like, oh, yeah, trafficking is very common. And I just, you know, it's, you can be around these stories and hear these stories and still something that just kind of grabs your heart and punches it. Just, of course I know, but don't think about. And what quality of life somebody might not be having And because of a program that the county puts together with their devoted servants in EMS and, you know, public safety, and we can help somebody in that kind of struggle and suffering and horror, and now he's reconnected with his family and he's going to nursing school and they've got him a car. I mean, not every case is going to work out that way, and you certainly don't know what the future might hold. Anybody, you know, can relapse. But God, if we bought him a year, you know what I mean? That's your tax dollars made that happen, you know? And not even your tax dollars, because EMS is all funded through enterprise and state grants. I don't think there's even, like, your tax money. I mean, I guess it'd be state tax we go to. But, like, be proud of some of the work that gets done, because you have, you know, for all that we sometimes focus on the controversies and the politics and the personalities and all of that, I mean, there's amazing work that gets done every single day by people in these counties, whether they're, you know, teachers or law enforcement or medical professionals or fire responders, or for goodness sakes, you know, roofers and plumbers and, you know, road pavers. I mean, just there's all kinds of stuff going on that people are doing great at, you know. And I know we kind of focus on certain ones, but in this case we are, but there's a lot of good that happens in the world. And yet I don't want to let this go without noticing that he had some pretty sobering numbers to talk about, especially for young people. And this will probably bother you, but I want you to be aware that this is really what's going on in our community when it comes to drug addiction.
And through that, we've had important conversations with other community partners to help open more doors. Because one of the alarming trends that we have noticed that's an important message to carry is our 10 to 19-year-old female population is overdosing at almost 50% larger than the men. It's frightening. And that's why we're working with other partners, Stephanie Shepherd and her group, to help get the message into schools.
Yeah.
Because we're not just about what happens when you overdose. If we can prevent, that's still part of the EMS overall mission. We want to help you avoid making the decision, but if you do make the decision, we're going to help you through.
Prevention is far less expensive and more effective than remedy, right? 822 on News Radio Pensacola. So again, my hat's off to our directors of public safety, EMS, you know, ECFR, all those folks, especially in Escambia County that put this core program together and what they're doing for the community. It's it's very, very, very impressive. Hey, if you are trying to decide whether now is the time that you need to go look at another vehicle, it is. Because, you know, if I say this, like if I mention Frontier Motors, you're like, Andrew, I don't need to hear about that. I just got a car. Okay, cool. But if you're like, Andrew, why do you have to talk about that? That's probably because it applies to you. And you've probably been putting it off and don't want to deal with the fact that you know it's time to get another car. And, you know, you want to have a car that you enjoy, that you're not ashamed of, that's reliable, right? So where do you go? Frontier. Good qualities. 1, 2, 3 years young. Low miles. Great condition. Cars you can rely on. And try a bunch of different ones and see what you like. I don't know what you're going to like, but if they have it, you can buy it. If they don't have it, they can go find it for you, right? Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ah! Knights of Columbus, that hurts!
Good morning, 825 News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Now, Jimmy, I don't expect necessarily that you know all the music, but do you know that music? You Switchfoot at all? Anything?
Switchfoot. That sounds familiar. Yes. I think I've seen that in my dad's CD collection.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Now we're even. tell them about the traffic, if you don't mind doing your job.
Okay, yeah, I don't mind. If you're heading southbound on Avalon Boulevard, trying to get on I-10 from Milton, you can expect to see a lot of backup. That's about a mile and a half backed up from I-10 all the way up Avalon Boulevard. And that is going past Delmont Street, and that is due to a vehicle crash that was there earlier. They are still dealing with that crash. Clear once you get onto I-10. Coming in from Pace, that traffic on Woodbine has cleared up significantly. You might still see a little bit of a slowdown on the US 90 bridge, but clear once you get into Pensacola. And if you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, a little bit of traffic building up right before the 3 mile bridge, but clear once you get off the bridge and into Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Council on Aging Senior Chill Out takes place Friday, June 7th. That's a week from this Friday at the area Lowe's stores. So all the area Lowe's stores from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Communities encouraged to help seniors who experience dangerous health complications because of the stifling heat by donating air conditioning units or fans, or monetary contributions are, of course, fine. You can find out more and donate at newsradio923.com. Bands on the beach every Tuesday, so go last night. Or in 6 days, you know. 7 p.m. Next week, the new Cahoots are going to be performing June 4th out at the you know them? You're familiar with them, Jimmy?
That's he
didn't. Oh yeah,
that's Mike Garcia's band from Post Pluto. That's his new. That's his new band.
Those are all English words, and I'm glad you said them. also Fiesta Days, right? We've got Surrender the City is tonight, 7:15, and Phineas Fogg's at Seville Quarter. Then we've got the Landing, which is that's always good fun. Then we've got the boat parade, and we've got the Fiesta parade coming up on Friday night. So just all kinds of cool stuff going on with Fiesta this year, as always. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Jury deliberations begin today in Donald Trump's New York hush money trial. Both sides delivered their closing arguments yesterday.
It's weird that we always say hush money, but then we talk about it so openly.
That's true. I didn't think about that. Mind blown. The world's largest humanitarian network wants a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies says they need unimpeded access to Gaza to help the Palestinians who they say are starving. And apparently the number of high-paying remote work jobs is shrinking. There's a new study out by job-seeking website Ladder that says the number of high-paying remote jobs has fallen 60% over the last year. Surprisingly, high-paying jobs are now appearing to require more commitment, such as showing up at the office.
You mean in order to have a good job, you've got to actually go to a job?
Apparently.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I think it's a crock, but what do you know?
I remember during COVID and, all of these people, lamenting online about how, they were forced to stay home and get unemployment and government benefits and didn't have anything to do. And I'm like, oh, what's that like? Woe is you. And now, and same thing for the remote workers. Oh, we got to go back to the office. Huh. What's that like? Woe is you. David, thanks so much for the update. 829 on News Radio Pensacola. I was just kind of looking over a couple of things that are sort of the small stories. Oh, have you... I feel guilty sometimes, I'll be honest with you, because there's so much to be said about President Biden, and I try not to say it all, because, it's too much at some point. But he now goes out to Marine One with a, caravan of muscular servants, who call them Marines, surrounding him to make sure that you can't take video of him stumbling around. No, seriously. They've now put people around him so that you can't have that, what we'd seen many times, the video of him kind of barely managing to make it out there on his own. I just think that maybe we should go ahead and put him on one of those old-timey caravans where you have four guys in muscles and scimitars, carry him and just, you know, he can ride out there and have grapes fed to him. I mean, why not? They call it a palanquin, by the way. Covered litter carried on the shoulders, sometimes used to transport royalty or a sedan chair. So why not let Biden take the sedan chair out? I mean, why tax the man? He's got enough to worry about at his age.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The jury in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial gets the case today after instructions from the judge this morning and about 8 hours of closing arguments yesterday, starting with defense attorney Todd Blanche attacking star witness former Trump attorney Michael Cohen's credibility.
Blanche called Cohen the MVP of liars and told the jury he even lied to them. But prosecutor Joshua Steinglass said Cohen's claims are backed up by other witnesses and what he called a mountain of evidence against Trump.
Fox's Eric Schoen. There's another oil company merger.
ConocoPhillips will acquire Marathon Oil in an all-stock transaction. The deal is subject to approval from regulators and Marathon Oil stockholders. Both companies are based in Houston.
That's Fox's Jenny Casola. Stocks are lower to start the day on Wall Street. The Dow sliding more than 200 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. It is 79 degrees right now, partly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. The official start of the Atlantic hurricane season is just days away. Yesterday, public safety and information officials from Escambia and Santa Rosa counties held their annual media roundtables to talk about hurricane preparedness.
Every storm is different. Granted, they name storms now. And there are times where I wish that they wouldn't do that because some people say, well, Hurricane Ivan, I made it through Hurricane Ivan and it was Category X or it was this, that, the other thing. Really, when you categorize a storm, it only talks about the wind speed. It doesn't take into account the storm surge. That's the killer.
Santa Rosa County Public Safety Director Tom Lloyd there. And the first of two disaster preparedness sales tax holidays begins on June 1st. You can save money such as on items such as flashlights, generators, and pet food during that. Again, that'll run from June 1st through the 14th, and the official start of Atlantic hurricane season is June 1st. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says Adams Sanitation has gotten the go-ahead to negotiate exactly how the city's revamped recycling program will look.
You can be rest assured that whatever version the opt-in will be, one thing you can surmise is that it will be a much more limited scope of what you can put in that can. It will be more than likely very similar to what we're doing at the drop-off right now.
Both Adams and Waste Pro submitted bids to the city. Adams was given the green light by the city's selection committee last week. Reeves says once the negotiations are done, the program should start in around 90 days. Adams proposed weekly pickups around $8 per household. Reeves says the city may opt for biweekly, depending on how many residents decide to opt in to the new program. Police in Fort Walton Beach say a resident was jailed last week for calling in a fake bomb threat to the Fort Walton Beach Police Department. 43-year-old Scarlett Williams is charged with false report concerning planting a bomb, explosive, or weapon of mass destruction. Police say they investigated the claim and quickly identified Williams as the caller. Five Florida lawmakers showing their support for a death row inmate. The five Democrat state representatives filed a brief yesterday in support of Michael James Jackson. He was sentenced to death last summer for two murders in Jacksonville that happened almost 20 years ago. He was sentenced after 8 of 12 jurors voted for the death penalty. Now, prior to a law that passed just last year, the death penalty could only be imposed if the vote was unanimous. The lawmakers say requiring only 8 votes disproportionately excluded the votes of black jurors. There's new law designed to protect senior citizens from getting scammed in Florida. The governor, Ron DeSantis, signed that bill yesterday. It allows banks to delay a transaction if a bank employee thinks a senior citizen is being exploited. St. Petersburg Senator Daryl Rousen sponsored the bill, SB 556. He says it's necessary because many people are at increased risk of financial exploitation because of either age or disability. That new law takes effect on January 1st. 8:35 at News Radio Pensacola. Time to get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jimmy, what are you seeing on the roads right now?
Well, if you're coming into Pensacola from Milton on Avalon Boulevard, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up right before the I-10 intersection there. Not as bad as it was. It is breaking up, but it is going back for about a mile or so. Clear once you get onto I-10. That slowdown is due to a vehicle crash that happened at the intersection of Avalon and I-10 earlier today. Coming in from Pacer Milton, you can expect to see a little bit of a slowdown on the US 90 bridge, but clearing up once you get into Pensacola. If you are taking Davis Highway, though, that is traffic is building up on Davis and Johnson and at the intersection of Davis and University Parkway all around West Florida Hospital, so you can expect some delays driving through that area as well. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to see another hot and humid day today with temperatures warming up near 92 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a 10% chance of rain. We will have highs near 88 degrees, lows Thursday night dropping near 71. For Friday, we are going to keep the mostly sunny skies around with a high near 88 and just a 10% chance of rain. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 79 in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. Your money now this morning. The markets are down. The Dow is down almost 400 points right now at 38,460.58. S&P 500 down just under 42 points at 52,64.28. And the NASDAQ is down 128 points at 16,891.90. 10-year bond rate up slightly, though, at 4.71%. Gold price is down $11 at $23.68.30. Silver price is down 5 cents at $32.08. And if you're invested in Bitcoin, it's down $675.48 this morning. American Airlines has lowered its sales expectations. The company slashed its sales outlook earlier this week. Now they're expecting the revenue available per seat to fall as much as 6% in the second quarter. That's a drop of about 3% from their previous outlook. Millions of dollars from companies worldwide have been lost to cyber criminals using deepfake scams. Experts say that could get worse.
A deepfake is an image, video, or sound of a real person that has been digitally altered to convincingly misrepresent someone, and it's working. Businesses are regularly attacked. Public accessibility to generative AI apps like ChatGPT have made it much easier for cyber criminals. Experts say this will likely get worse before it gets better, but they recommend businesses use code words, improve staff education, employ cybersecurity testing, and have multiple layers of approvals for all transactions. Aaron Real, NBC News Radio.
Thank you, Aaron. And a Wall Street Journal poll says that about 4 in 10 people aren't big fans of electric vehicles. Of the people opposed to electric vehicles, 38% said their political views were a factor. Conservatives said they disliked regulatory attempts to steer consumers towards electric vehicles and also took issue with public subsidies supporting their sales. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
So the frivolous topic, if you're not familiar with this segment, if you're new to the show, new to this time slot or whatever, we always talk about something that has nothing to do with anything at this time. We like to have good, clean, honest American fun fighting and arguing and bickering about things that don't matter. Because we spend so much time fighting and arguing and bickering about things that do matter. At least we pretend they do. This is where we pretend they do, but we know they don't. In this case, the question before us is a very simple one. Jimmy, I ask you first, 437-1620. You don't have to text. You can just use your microphone. 437-1620. What's the right way to eat an Oreo cookie?
Blend them up in your morning smoothie. Drink them.
Did not see that one coming. All right. Is it really?
No.
Well, why'd you say it?
Because I told you there were going
to
be...
Nobody's going to be able to trust you.
There are going to be three answers to this.
Oh, yeah. So I previewed this with him earlier. I don't always give him much of a lead time, but earlier today, in the process of showing him something, which I will not tell you what it is, but it was very cool. But I will, by the end of the segment, you'll hear. I asked him the question. I said, oh, that'd make a good frivolous topic, how to eat an Oreo. And he's like, would it? I'm like... Yeah. He's like, there's only a couple of ways. I'm like, exactly. It's a perfect topic. It's like a multiple choice answer. There's only a couple of different ways that people do it. And you're like, whatever. We'll be done in 10 seconds.
Yeah, I guess I did say that. So, I was going to accuse you of
wet blanket or whatever.
Yeah,
all right. 437-1620. So now that you've totally made up a fake answer that sounds delicious in the smoothie, what's your actual way if I give you an Oreo cookie? How are you eating it?
I mean,
oh, now you don't have an answer?
I just eat them. I just eat them.
There's no strategy.
It takes two bites.
Now go for the cookie in me. Four cookies, good. Bigger mouth chew. Like what? I just eat them.
Maybe so. I'm not the Hulk. I'm not like
the enlightenment that we're getting here is almost too bright for human eyes. 437-1620. All right. Let's see. 437-1620. I don't even know where to go with you now. Somebody here says, in one whole bite,
that's hardcore.
That's commitment, I suppose. I feel like the Oreo is just the kind of size where when you try to put the whole thing in your mouth, you're really kind of fighting it shape-wise at that point. Aren't you kind of getting, I don't know, I just, too much, frankly. Less enjoyable. Yeah. Not as much fun. Plus, the downside of that is you only get the one time. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the, if you're going to eat stuff that's bad for you and tastes good, eat it a little slowly so you get more enjoyment, you know what I mean? And so for me, I'm probably about a bite is a half. I'm not a nibbler, okay? I don't nibble the Oreo. If you nibble, we can talk. It's fine. You can have your viewpoint. I can see some people kind of like, you know, the little gerbil in there attacking their Oreo one, you know, microgram at a time. But 437-1620, one whole bite seems too much. Nibbling seems too little. We got somebody on the line? Wants to share?
Well, yeah, I just got a call in. I'm going to quote him directly. He said, I know the correct way to eat an Oreo. He says, you twist it.
Yes, yes.
You scrape off. The icing in the middle.
With a device or with your tongue?
With your teeth, this man said.
Oh, with your teeth. Okay, fair enough.
Fake teeth, but there you go. And then you throw the cookies away.
Oh.
And then he said.
Okay, so the Oreo cookie is wrapper for icing. All right, go on.
And then he said it's all about the cream.
Got it. All right, fair enough. Some people do take that view. To me, I think just why not? Then why buy Oreo cookies? Why not buy yourself a container of
icing?
Icing, yeah. You'll be happier. It'll be more cost effective.
He doesn't know you can do that.
You can do that without buying a cake mix? You can, sir. They do sell them separately, though right next to each other. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. That's why you get 4 or 5 at a time, is the one at a time. Somebody says, first you unscrew them, you lick the icing off. Okay, so lick versus teeth scrape is itself a distinction. Jimmy, who said there was no strategy here. And then you eat the cookies. I'm not a separate the elements. I think they were, you know, I don't believe in deconstructing the Oreo. I believe in eating the Oreo as God intended it, and it came out of the assembly line that God made. Pull it apart, eat the cream, dunk the cookie in milk, and enjoy. All right. I'm also not a dunker. Can I tell you why I don't dunk an Oreo?
Yeah, please.
I knew you were waiting for that. You don't get enough milk in it.
Oh, I know where this is going.
No. I'm serious. Like, if you dunk it, it either mostly just runs off, or you dunk it in there for a while, and then it goes soggy. And there's, I'm just saying, like, I've never experienced the joy. I'd rather eat the cookie and then drink the milk. Okay. That's, to me, that's the good stuff. 4, 3. You didn't expect the sound effects either. Let's see. What is this? Take the cookie apart, eat the center, dip the outside in milk to eat. Okay. All right. Dip the cracker, do you want to call it? I don't know. I eat it just like any other cookie. One bite, cookie and filling all together at one time. Somebody here says, battered in funnel cake mix and deep fried. Go cholesterol or go home. I like that answer. Mm-hmm. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
Oh, do I? Yes.
You know, every day at this time, right?
It is. I just, Oreos on the mind, you know what I mean? If you are traveling from Milton and trying to get onto I-10, you can expect to see some slight delays due to a vehicle crash right at the intersection of Avalon Boulevard and I-10. That is clearing up as you get onto I-10 on the Escambia Bay Bridge into Pensacola. If you're traveling southbound on Scenic Highway, we can expect to see a lot of traffic building up from the intersection with I-10 all the way to Olive Road. So expect some delays through that way. And Pace and Milton, we are seeing some slowdowns on the US 90 bridge this morning coming into Pensacola, but clear as you get into town off the bridge. Coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you guys are pretty good westbound on 98 up until right before the 3 Mile Bridge, but clearing up on the 3 Mile Bridge into Pensacola this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
You know, my two kids, the oldest kids, went to PSC before they went to UWF, and it was great for us. I mean, PSC was a fantastic resource, especially with the dual enrollment as high school students. So they got basically a year and a half worth of college credit by taking, you know, during 3 years or last 3 years of high school taking courses. They went in as a sophomore and a half, both of them. Free classes, free books because dual enrollment as homeschoolers. It was great for my oldest because he hadn't really had any classroom experience and he got to, you know, be in a classroom and get that transitional into the university. And plus, you know, lots of sections, lots of times, lots of different teachers to pick from if you like, have ones you like or have times that don't work for you. It's really very customer friendly, PSC is, and we love it. And plus their close relationship with UWF. I mean, it's just honestly, it's a fantastic resource. They've got campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your educational goals at Pensacola State. .edu. Back to Oreo talk here on News Radio Pensacola, Cookie Radio Pensacola. How's the right way to eat, or what is the right way to eat an Oreo? One bite so I don't get crumbs on my shirt. Oh, that's true. Anytime you bite or break the Oreo, you are going to risk, you lose a little bit to the napkin. And that's not a great thing. Somebody says, let's see, unwind two, eat the dry cookies, then stack the two to have double stuff. Oh, so you go like cracker, cream, cracker, and you eat the two extra chocolate crackers all on their own.
Those pre-made.
Well, but how is that fun?
What do you want to build? You want to build a snack?
Yeah. I mean, why not? Why do you hate people manufacturing their own version of things and enjoying themselves in the process?
All right. Yeah. Waste your time.
That's fine. Oh, somebody else. The same thing. I open two, then I make a double stuff with them, cream to cream. I break mine into 4 quarters, so it tricks me into thinking I have more. There you go. Way to use psychology on your behalf. I don't just eat one at a time. I eat a whole package at one time. Love it. Sonic Oreo Blast. Ah, that's somebody sort of a little bit more into your direction,
yeah,
there,
yeah.
Jimmy.
And you know what? If we're being honest, the most I've ever consumed Oreos is probably like through ice cream. So.
Oh, yeah. That's fair enough. And I'll just say I like the Oreo, but I like it like maybe 2 to 3 of them. I won't eat more than that typically at a time.
Two or three Oreos?
Yeah, at a time. I eat one, I drink some milk, I eat two, I drink some milk, I eat three, I drink some milk, I'm happy.
Okay.
I don't need to have 10.
Okay.
You're telling me. Yeah. you can't really,
look
can't
at this guy with his self-control. Must
no,
be nice.
You know, I'm not saying everything's that way. I mean, I eat three whole cans of Pringles at a sitting. I'm just telling you that, you know, when it comes to the Oreos, that's not my problem. Dunk them in milk or coffee. Oh, all right. Then put the whole thing in your mouth. It melts. Timing is key. it's a good safety note. I don't need to eat sweets. I'm sweet enough as it is. Oh, look at you. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Crushed on top of Bluebell homemade vanilla. Oh, yeah. No, now you're, I mean, we're getting into the extravagant. Oh, somebody sent me. I like the pictures. Like, keep the pictures coming. They're funny. Put the whole cookie in your mouth and let it melt. Yummo. Yummo is a new phrase for me. I kind of like that. Hydrox on Bluebell. What is it? Hydrox.
Yeah, that sounds like a cleaning agent, but yeah. I looked it up and it looks like a German brand of Oreos.
Why would you not use the real American made brand of Oreos? I don't understand that at all. Okay, so all of this has been building to a crescendo. You ready? This is the payoff. This is the moment you've been waiting for.
These are American, by the way. It said America's original cream-filled chocolate sandwich cookie.
My producer lied to me. Okay. All right, fair enough. I got
you. I cleared it up. Immediately.
Oh, I got a long text here before I get to my payoff. This is actually a very complicated question. It's going to depend on the type of Oreo that you have. Okay.
Okay.
Traditional Oreo Mega Stuff is the best. First cookie you twist apart, eat the cream filling, and then eat the cookie. If you have milk, then you take your second Oreo and dunk half. You have to leave it in just long enough to get a little soft, but still have enough crunch left not to fall apart. Then you eat the second half undunked. If there are other flavored ones or vanilla or lemon ones, you just eat them like a normal cookie. Wow. Like a flowchart, I think. You know, if then, yes then, and you eat, and then you're happy, and in the end, that's good. So here's what I came across today that made me want to talk about this. I was looking at a, like, life hacks kind of slideshow, you know, explaining things that you don't know, this is how it's supposed to work or whatever. And I saw a picture, which I wish I could show you, because as soon as you see the picture, it solves everything. If you like to dunk your Oreo, but you don't prefer to get your fingers wet, or you wonder, how can I dunk the whole Oreo and not just a part of it and have like the Achilles heel, you know? Mom dunked Achilles in the River Styx and the heel was vulnerable, right? You don't want to have that problem since we're talking about Greek mythology this morning. Yeah. A fork. Stick a fork sideways into the stuffing, icing, whatever you call it.
Stuffing.
And then you dip, and then gently slide the Oreo off into your mouth and enjoy. You get the whole thing dunked. You don't get your fingers milky. You know, Achilles Oreo portion, and you, I'm just saying, even you.
Eating Oreos with a fork.
Even you saw the picture and had a moment of epiphany, yeah?
Nah.
That's
a little too European for my taste, eating
you saw it and
fork.
You were impressed. I saw the look on your face. 8:52 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and we're all done talking about Oreos now. hey, if you need electrical work or AC or heating or plumbing, Peden, they will take care of you because they do all of that stuff all across the Gulf Coast, all the way east to Tallahassee, west. Last year, they expanded to Baldwin County. You know, how dare you go to Alabama? Well, they did. And then they went farther, you know, all the way into Mobile. So they're like the whole of the Gulf Coast right now. And, you know, professional, guaranteed satisfaction, 100%, all of that. Plus, right now, during the rest of the month of May, $2,500 off on Briggs & Stratton standby generators before storm season starts. And to celebrate 55 years in business, Peden is offering complete AC tune-up for just $55. Call today and schedule your $55 AC tune-up and go to Peden, PEADEN.com.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Safeco for details.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Chicks dig me because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
Good morning, 8:56 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew Kay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Jimmy has got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
Well, that crash I mentioned earlier has been cleared up. So if you are coming to Pensacola from Milton, you are clear all the way down Avalon Boulevard onto I-10 this morning. Gulf Breeze and Navarre not showing too much slowdowns on the road if you're heading westbound on 98. Maybe right before the 3 Mile Bridge built up just a little bit, but clear over the bridge into downtown this morning. And seeing a lot of traffic building up on Fairfield Drive at the intersection of North L Street this morning and continuing on until the intersection with Tahar. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Oh, just one follow-up on our Oreo talk. When we're talking about sticking a fork in the cream in order to dunk it 100% in the milk and then eating it off the fork like that.
The European way.
Right. The very, very refined way. They do it on the banks of the Seine. So somebody texts in and said that thinking about eating an Oreo that way is more traumatizing than watching people eat pizza with a fork and a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. All right. 4376. I got nothing to follow up with you about that. That's great. One of the more interesting news stories of the day is that the Negro Leagues in baseball are now going to have their records integrated. Kind of interesting. You know, we've integrated the sport. Now we can integrate the records, right? With, you know, the Major League records. So this is going to mean a whole lot of people that, you know, had never previously been acknowledged for their contributions to the sport are going to be. The challenge you have, there's lots of challenges in this realm. It's actually a fairly complicated subject. This comes from a guy who loves baseball, believes in the statistics and the integrity of them. And, you know, I kind of said it this way before, but that statistics in baseball are kind of like a sacrament of the religion. And so you don't tinker with them. They mean what they mean. You don't change them. That's why I like the asterisk on the home run record, because, you know, they expanded the number of games in which it occurred. And so that's different, right? You know, ERAs are different and, you know, base stealing are different now that you've got, for example, larger bases and when you've got a pitch clock and when you've got, you can't, you know, step off the mound. Like, all of that stuff has an effect on the numbers, and the numbers are supposed to have integrity, and they don't every time you change something. Well, in this case, what's interesting is you've got people who are going to be, like, the best of all time because their numbers are outrageous. Like, Josh Gibson is one of these. They sometimes refer to him as the Black Babe Ruth. I mean, he's got a better career batting average than Ty Cobb. He's got a better slugging percentage than Babe Ruth by quite a bit. And then, you know, where does Satchel Paige show up on all this stuff? So the interesting thing about it, though, is kind of in the, are these numbers legitimate or not? Like, for his case, there was only a couple, like not even 200 home runs recognized by him. But some people think that, you know, the Hall of Fame says he had approximately 800. So record keeping was not done as well. So what's the level of integrity for these records? And plus, I mean, you know, they weren't playing against the major leagues, so does that make them better numbers or less good numbers? Like, you could actually argue for both ways. I think if you put all of that into a basket and then distill it down to the essence of it, I think it's basically this. Exclusion and marginalization and racism dominated for so long, Let's just integrate and be done with it. It's a good thing.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.